Bjelo Klavec conducting in Radio 3 Live in Concert at 7:30. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. 11 o'clock is the time now. Time for Max Reinhardt to bring you tonight's edition of Late Junction.
George Collins walked out one May morning when May was all in blue, and who should he see but a fair pretty maid washing her white marble stone. She whooped, she hollered, she called so loud, she waved her lily white hand, come hither to me, George Collins, cried she, for your life it won't last you long. He put his bandbow down by Grant's side, across the river sprang he. He clipped his hands round her middle so small, and he kissed her red ruby lips. Then he rode home to his father's own house, loudly knocked at the ring. Arise, arise, your father, he cried, rise and please let me in. Oh, arise, arise, the mother, he cried, rise and make up my bed. Arise, arise, the sister, he cried, get a napkin to tie round my head, for if I should die tonight, as I suppose I shall, please bury me neath that white marble stone that lies neath Fair Ellen's hall. The finest corpse that ever her eyes shone on. Oh, Fair Ellen called unto her head maid, whose corpse is this oh so fine? She made her reply, George Collins' is corpse, an old true lover of mine. Little boys, and open his coffin so wide that I may kiss his red ruby lips. 10,000 times they've kissed mine. This news been carried to Fair London town, wrote on London gate. 6 pretty maids died all in one night. 'Twas all for George Collins's sake.
The Ballad of George Collins. That's a sneak preview, courtesy of Fruits magazine, from Sam Lee's album Ground of Its Own, which shall be released soon. If that track's anything to go by, it will take the world of folk by storm. Sam's voice and that spare production is a revelation. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to Late Junction and yet more sonic revelations, starting with this tune from Portugal's Alentejano a cappella singing tradition, from a CD that someone brought back from a short break in Lisbon and passed on to me. Alentejo is a region noted for its polyphonic singing groups, such as this one, Grupo Coral Alentejano Amigos do Independente, The track's called Seara do Vento Suau, Harvest of the Suau Wind.
No calor de tierra quente.
Variations 9 and 10 from Bach's Goldberg Variations, performed by Glenn Gould, one of the great pianists of the 20th century. That nut's a genius was the backhanded compliment from one of his conductors, and he certainly sometimes wore fingerless gloves while he played, sang along with the music, as you could hear, and sat on a stool so low that he could touch the keyboard with his nose. I played a demo of Anna Silvera's Song for Daniel almost a year ago, after I heard her perform it at the Roundhouse in Camden in London as part of her Oracle Song Cycle, and this month, The Aviary, her debut album, gets released. When it arrived, I thought, has her magic, her spark and fire made it onto the CD? And, well, just listen to this. Notes from an Opera.
Gilded and solemn and neoclassical. I took up with an officer and then his general. He bought me almond biscuits and a fresh water pool, and took me to the opera and after to beguile a dancer wearing tassels at the Rose of Malapel. These days I'm wearing Charlemagne, oh never mind Chanel, cause it reminds him of his mother. He wears me like he does his duty shoes, immaculately polished, and he keeps my soul in the Paris I lose, and he occupies my mood. On the Route des Abesses, we could see violets had colonized the boulevard in June. Station banners fly from the eyes and vapor trails come rising up like dove stains, bright veils and sundial creeps its hours into July among ruins, lanterns. When the first bomb fell, it shook the chandeliers and that old crystal came tumbling down on the tiles like the steeples of the sun. I get my pleasures in the dim stairwells, in fairground hands I undo myself, rise and fall like the painted bowls of the carousel. And now autumn upon long, long shadows and fur, I still count steps on this esplanade.
Nedry, a trio which brings together London, Bristol and Osaka in the musicianly forms of Chris Amblin and Matt Parker on guitars, laptops and synthesizers, and Ayu Okakita on vocals. That was the Gazelle Twin remix of Violazione from their album In a Dim Light, out next week. On the other hand, here's a little something that almost first saw the light of day 45 years ago. It's an alternate take, a work in progress, from the Sorcerer Sessions by Miles Davis with his second great quintet featuring Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, the inimitable Tony Williams on drums, and Buster Williams depping for Ron Carter on bass. Limbo. Thank you. Oluyode Yogo. If that sounded a little like juju music with the talking drum right up front, well, we're just hearing the Apala roots of juju. The Yoruba people's Apala music was used to wake worshippers after fasting during Ramadan back in the 1930s, but there you heard it played in concert about 10 years ago at the Africa Shrine in Lagos, featuring Ade Olumoko and the African Spirit. You're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3. I'm Max Reinhardt. And this is the Gloria from Brumel's Earthquake Mass, performed by The 16, directed by Harry Christophers.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
The 16, directed by Harry Christophers, performing the Gloria from the Earthquake Mass by 15th century composer Antoine Brumel, with its layer upon layer of quivering melody. It was inspired by the great earthquake which occurs in the resurrection story, when an angel of the Lord descends from heaven to roll back the stone from the door of Christ's tomb. Moving from the New Testament to the Old, here's the final track for this week from the session The Carolina Chocolate Drops recorded in London in January. It's the title track of their new album, Leaving Eden.
Hush now, don't you wake up. We'll be leaving at first light. Mama's buying you a mockingbird to lure you through the night. We'll cross the den by morning. Here's a blanket for you to share. They're building down in Georgia. Daddy hears he'll find work there. And the mockingbird can't sing like the crying of a dove. And I can't tell my daughters all the things. Sister stayed in Eden. Her husband's got some land. An agent for the county thinks that they might make a stand. It's a hard life for working with nothing much to show. It's a hard life for living with nowhere. Glory up above.
Das Lebewohl. The first movement of Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 26 in E-flat, Les Adieux, which I read heralds his hallowed late style. There it was performed by Jonathan Bliss. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3, and you can find online details of all the music I'm playing tonight on the Late Junction page within the Radio 3 section of the BBC website. While you're there, you can also listen again to this programme any time at all over the next 7 days. Bertrand Dubedoux's name might suggest a Sinatra song to those who, like me, may well not have known that he's very much a current composer of musique concrète. Here's a recording from last year, a section from his Fraction du silence, quatrième livre.
was the oldest man. He lived 969. He died and went to heaven on the end of time. Now Methuselah was a witness.
For my Lord, for my Lord.
Recorded sometime between 1921 and 1924, Oh My Soul is a Witness, sung by the Florida Normal and Industrial Institute Quartet, about whom I have as yet no information. In fact, the old 78 RPM recording has only come into my life courtesy of special collections at the University of Exeter, who've certainly flavoured my late junctions this week, for which many thanks. They've got the largest university collection of American music outside the USA, with virtually all of the blues and gospel recorded between 1902 and 1943, so I'll be back for another trawl very soon. More music from the USA now. Over the last few years, the Jack Quartet have deservedly earned their cutting-edge reputation. Here they bring all that burning intensity to Zanarchy's final string quartet, Ergma. the Jack Quartet, performing Xenakis' last string quartet, Ergma. Messiaen apparently gave this advice on musical education to Xenakis. I believe one should study harmony and counterpoint, but this was a man so much out of the ordinary that I said, no, you are almost 30. You have the good fortune of being Greek, of being an architect and having studied special mathematics. Take advantage of these things. Do them in your music. Electroacoustic artist Philippe Petit has also gone his own way, hand in hand perhaps with Jung. The CD Oniric Rings on Grey Velvet is the first volume of his Extraordinary Tales of a Lemon Girl trilogy, which depicts the journey of Lemon Girl through the grey realms of dream. Here's how the saga starts. Sweet Cosmic Lemon Girl.
Quitte pas, ne vais plus pleurer, je ne vais plus parler, je me cacherai là à te regarder, danser et sourire et t'écouter, chanter et puis rire. Laisse-moi devenir l'ombre de ton ombre, l'ombre de ta main, l'ombre de ton chien. Ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas, ne me quitte pas. On avoue souvent les jaillis, le feu d'un ancien volcan qu'on croyait trop lié. Il est paraît-il des terres brûlées dans le bleu de blé.
Anna Silvera, singing Jacques Brel's anthem for those whose very souls are lost in love, Ne me quitte pas. That's an unreleased recording at the moment, but I can't believe it won't see the light of day. And that brings us to close of play for Late Junction tonight, and indeed for this week. Next week, Fiona Torkington will be here, but I'll be back with you in early May. Thanks very much for listening, and thanks also to my producer, Michael Rossi. I'll leave you with Cup of Tea, another track from Matthew Bourne's impossibly fine album, Montauk Variations. And if you're wondering why the evening has swept by so swiftly, it's probably worth remembering that Montauk, New York, was the place in which it has been claimed radar was used by the federal government to conduct time travel experiments. Good night. Thank you.
I'm John Shea and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. The spirit of Wagner hovers over this part of the programme, with Liszt's piano transcription of the Liebestod from Tristan und Isolde in just over half an hour, laying the ground for Bruckner's monument to Wagner, his Seventh Symphony. The Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra and the conductor Andrzej Kukal begin their concert now with an overture by Ilya Hurnik, the brother-in-law of another composer, Peter Eben. This began as the prelude to an opera that Hurnik based on a play by Václav Klitspera, a leading Czech dramatist of the early 19th century. But it outgrew its origins, so Hurnik made it into a concert overture named after Klitspera himself. Thank you.